I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's a pain-free Friday. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, the broken egg, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City studios of the Farrell Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's upstairs snapping off tubes of bananas and cream, indica in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But all my friends come around, flats and flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Shake out. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Carver High. Toll free the number 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. And, we got a lot going on tonight. Right now, getting ready to go out at Petco, the Padres and Dodgers. That should be awesome. Game one of that series. I'm excited to see what happens in that one. Dodgers are 11-2. Bueller against Weathers. They both have pitched great so far in their starts. We'll see what happens out in San Diego near Tijuana. Tijuana. We're on Mightier 1090 out there. So if you're listening and you're digging the series out at Petco and you're not able to watch it or go over there, call us. Tell us what's happening. We'd love to hear from you. 844-843-6879. And Carver High, your thoughts on the Yankees. It's 2 years now in running that the Rays have B-slapped the Yankees across the chin, and they're doing it again tonight at the Boogie Down, 8-2. It was 8-0. You're telling me Giancarlo got the garbage time home run, but I mean, the Yankees are absolutely pathetic. I can't even believe what I'm seeing. Not only that they lose every night, but they're getting stomped by the team that they obviously don't like losing to them more than anyone. The Rays are their problem. And I think now the Rays and Jays are their problem. And while I'm at it, I might as well everybody else in the division too, because they can't beat anybody.
No, it really is embarrassing. And the Rays just came off losing three in a row to the Texas Rangers at home. You know, and they come in here tonight, Michael Kawaka spinning, you know, 6 1/3 of scoreless baseball for the Rays. It's just embarrassing. And once again, you know, the Yankees think that they're smarter than everybody else in the room. They start this hack, Nelson, as the opener tonight, and he gives up two right out of the chute. You know, boom, two right out of the gate. Top of the first, gives him a two spot, and then they bring the guy King in who's a starter. You know, why didn't you just start him? You know, it's amazing what goes on with this team. They deserve everything that they're getting right now. And, of course, your boy hits that garbage-time homer down 8-0. That's typical Stanton right there. Let me hit one 450 feet when it doesn't matter anymore.
So, Nelson, he pitched 30 pitches and gave up 2 runs and they yanked him? I saw a king in there.
Well, that's what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to be the opener. You know, come in and start the game, and then they were going to bring King in. Charts and graphs. It's sickening.
How embarrassing. We welcome in our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, on satellite channel 204, the Sports Grid Radio Network. And, of course, Mightier 1090, as I said, in San Diego. Near to you, wanna do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. Pharrell's doling out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200 with Carver High tonight. I mean, honestly, are they going to get swept this weekend by them? Because if they lose all three of those games, I'm cutting my fingers off. I can't even take it anymore. Like, I'm about done with their BS. I'm starting to, like, not like them. Like, I can't, like, I was watching a game tonight, and I was like, oh, my God, they're so pathetic. They can't even get a hit.
Think about this. The Yankees were, like, in some places, for anywhere from minus 160 to minus 180 favorites tonight. I mean, honestly, can you believe that? Like, how big a favorite they were tonight? Even. When they haven't taken a series off this team since the middle of 2019. That was the last time they beat the Rays in a series. And now they need to win Saturday and Sunday to do it here. It's sad.
And they face Glasnow tomorrow.
Yeah, and I wonder who's going to sit tomorrow. Who's going to get that day off tomorrow? Maybe Judge or Stanton. Like, who needs a day off tomorrow? Who needs a blow? You know, who needs, you know, that's a boonie tomorrow morning at the,
you know, they
the
need some blow.
The presser before the 1 o'clock start. Well, you know, we wanted, it was his turn to get a, you know, get a rest today. And
normal wear and tear.
Yeah, wear and tear. It's embarrassing. It really is. This team is completely run on charts and graphs now. And it's disgusting. It absolutely is.
How old is Judge? Like, what is he?
27. Right in that area.
This guy gets more rest than my dog. And my dog sleeps like 15 hours a day. And then when he's not sleeping, he's cabling and eating. I mean, did you just see that story the other day? They'll pay 20 grand for a dog to be a taste tester. Where do I sign up for that? My dog will eat anything. My dog will eat dead skunks. Remember he snapped the skunk's neck and ate it? I mean, my dog will eat anything. He'll eat a tire with mustard on it. So, Carver High, you're going to Ray Lewis's soccer games now. How's that going for you? Like, the, you know, I told you the story that when I used to go to my kids' like games like that, what, Little League or basketball or whatever. You know, I don't remember. I guess maybe they played soccer. I don't know. My kids are like growing up, like they're like in high school and junior high, right? So when they were real little, I would take them to the sporting events and like stand there, and I would get the business from these people, these rich losers that I live around, all these snobs and stuck up phony people. And they would talk shack about me because I was on Howard 101 and I was dirty, right? Like I was really raunchy and the show was just so filthy and awesome and it offended all of them. And so I was the offensive person in the community and I was the bad parent and I should not have been allowed to be a parent and I should not be allowed to be near the other families and their children at sporting events. I would literally hear people saying that I was the devil. Now, I remember, I have a picture in my studio that says I'm Satan, right? The Miami Times or whatever said, CityLink called me Satan. If Neil Rogers is God, then Pharrell has to be Satan. So I used to go everywhere I went. I'd hear, I'll never forget. I went to one of my daughter's basketball games one day, and she's a really good player. And I walked in with her, and she walked on the court to play. And I walked toward the end of the gym because I didn't want to sit near any of these people. I want nothing to do with anybody. I'm like barely, if I say hi to you, it's a miracle. And then I heard someone say that, my wife was a hoe and that I was a porn peddler and that I was, you know, I heard it all. So you don't have to deal with that, but this is isn't it your first foray into all of the other parents and their kids, their daughters in her soccer league. You got to start going around all of them now, and you're going to have a nice little taste of it yourself. And this starts now, and it doesn't end. I mean, it is now until they're gone. Like, you're going to see for yourself. Because before, you've been locked up with COVID and everything else, and she was a little kid. Now she's old enough to play sports, and you have to take her to all these things. What kind of experience has that been for you so far? Well, I'm guessing you're going to say, oh, nothing yet. No one said a word to me. But you're going to see for yourself what it's like with all these idiot parents. They start screaming at refs. They start screaming at other parents from the other towns. It's crazy.
Yeah, obviously it's only a couple weeks in, and we're still talking about, you know, 3 and 4 year olds. So thankfully we're not at that level yet, where I mean, your kids are older and you're into more of a competitive setting where there is a lot more blood to be drawn when kids don't play or when kids knock each other over.
Right.
We're still at, you know, a very, you know, beginning stage of this stuff. But, no, listen, it's good because she's just starting out. So it's her first year of doing this. It's her first year of doing school. The tough part about this year has been obviously the circumstances. We put her in a school where there's a lot of parent interaction. You know, the parents go in. Every parent takes turns going in once a month and, you know, hanging out with the kids. And we haven't gotten to do that because of COVID. So we haven't gotten to meet any of the other parents, kid, you know, any of the other kids' parents, you know, anything like that. So
she doesn't go to school at all.
Oh, Olivia does. Yeah. Yeah. She goes to school, but we haven't met any of the other kids' parents or anything like that because we don't get to interact with them. There's nothing that involves parents all meeting at the same place because of COVID this year. So now, you know, at soccer, at least you got a little bit, you know, everybody's on the sideline. You could talk a little bit more because she has 6 or 7 kids that are in her class. Or on the soccer team.
Do you talk to people? Do you converse with these people? Have you seen any hot MILFs?
I mean, yeah, there's plenty of those around. But it's only been tomorrow's week 2. So last week was week 1, and now we have week 2 tomorrow.
Tomorrow's week 2. So are you seeing mostly MILFs, or are you seeing some dads out there too?
There's a little bit of a mix, but you know who you got. You know who you got your eyes on. You know what's going on.
Oh my God. It gets crazier as they get older. It's no joke. Yeah. I mean, it is. Oh my God. Does it get ugly? I don't have nothing to do with anybody. I told you the one time I was at the basketball game and I yelled, something at the ref. I laughed at him. He made a call that was so bad that I laughed at him. From the stands, I just, you know, I started laughing. And he threw me out. And then when I left, I called him a giant male organ in front of like 500 people. And the whole place went up in a roar. And they all knew exactly who I was. And believe me, when I yell, my voice bounces off all 4 walls. And I mean, I yelled it so loud. I go, dude, you're such a pee. And it was the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. And then he got really mad. You know, what's the matter, girl? You're a pee. And then he got super mad, and they were like going to call the police on me. I was like, what are they going to do? Shoot me? Because they shoot everyone else.
You know, that probably didn't go over too well.
I mean, the cops now, they can't handle anything. They can't even handle a kid's soccer game. They'll start pulling out their guns.
Get a hold
of yourself.
And
their badges. You're going to shoot a few kids. Here, let me shoot another black kid. See if I can. Oh, look, there's a Hispanic kid. Boom, I'll shoot him.
You morons!
I can't even go to kids' games. So when I go, I just literally shut up. I don't say a word to anyone. Literally, I'll be like, They're like, that's that guy. What's the matter, girly man? But, you know, I was never one to behave on the sporting surface, if you will. Like in hockey, growing up in Pittsburgh, I played hockey. I was dirty, very dirty. I'll shove a stick right down your mouth just for fun. Basketball, I've been thrown out of like 50 games for everything. Slew footing, elbows to the face, breaking noses, kicking people in the calf, Achilles tear, straight down on the Achilles with the foot. I'll do whatever. You want to play? I always let the dude know, though, Carver High. I'm always fair and reasonable. I'm like, whatever way you want to go tonight. You want to go there? Is that what you want? Because we can work this out. Like, so you want to play dirty with me tonight? All right. So let's just play dirty and see how it goes. And I'm just better at it. And so I can't even, I don't like people in general. So I can't stand the youth sports thing. And I can't stand, I like playing and winning. So when I play basketball, I've had it with everyone. I've had fights with everyone. You name it, I've had fights. But then that's one of the problems is because, you know, no one can stop me. So I score so many effing points and I drop so many buckets that it's easy for me. I'm like that guy, your boy, what's his name, that plays for the, I'm not like him. In the sense that I don't try to get in fights with people. Who's the guy on the Grizzlies that played at Duke? The one that's always in, what's it, Grayson Allen? Everyone hates him. They hate me because you can't stop me. And I mean, when I play, I'll just drop 30 on you. See how you like that. Oh my God, we've got Kiernan in here next. We have it all going on the bench. It really is unbelievable. I'll be 56 in July, and they're still playing Beavis and Butthead on my show. Carver High. Anyway, it's been too long. I blame Carver High for not having Kevin Kernan on my show since last summer.
I'll take the blame, honestly.
It really is embarrassing. I don't know what's worse. The fact that he hasn't been on since last summer or that the Yankees are as bad as they are. I don't know what's worse. So I blame Carver High for that. And let's bring in Kevin from ball9.com and a legendary writer in New York. The last time he was on, I asked him if he's happy. He's not doing what he used to do, working for the newspapers. How's that gone from that point, Kevin? Are you happier now than you were then? Because you were happy then. Has it been everything you wanted and you're even happier? Or where are you at right now in terms of your happiness?
Well, Scott, I'm happy because I'm allowed and I don't care. You know, I'm one of those I don't give a crap guys. And so being able to write about the Yankees, what's really going on, and the Mets or whoever. Plus, you know, every Sunday I do a feature called The Story, which is usually pretty interesting, a really deep baseball dive on something. So I'm very happy about that, able to do that. It's kind of like I'm set free a little bit, born free now, and it's going well. And nailed the Yankees this week. I was waiting a little bit to see how it goes. But not, you know, I got them at their own game too. They're playing the over analytics game. They're over nerding to the 10th degree under Cashman, and I just threw all the numbers back in their face. Like they can't even put runners on. To me, the biggest stat of all time. I'm an RBI guy. They can't even get guys in scoring position. It took them 12 games to score a first inning run, Scott, and that was a home run. You know all the numbers, and it's just sickening. And they get what they deserve. A lot of the baseball guys have been chased from the organization or just really don't have a voice anymore. And this is what you get when you have mechanics and measurements over ability. And that's what's happening with the Yankees and teaching. A high school pitching coach, he's not cutting it, Matt Blake. you know, right down the road. I mean, it's only going to get worse. And here's the thing. The other teams aren't that good in the division. Obviously, the Red Sox off to a great start. But if you watch out, Tampa's been playing terribly. The Yankees, you know, they shouldn't have like 3 wins. And if Toronto ever figures it out, I don't know if their pitching will hold up. We're not quite in the Horace Clark years, but we're getting to a new low.
So is ball 9, can anyone, do you have to sign up for it to get it regularly and read your stuff, or is it you can just go to ball9.com and you're in?
We're in. We're free. And, I, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, AMBS Kernan, which stands for America's Most Beloved Sports Writer, and it's sarcastic, it's all in. And it's not just me. We have some amazing things going on. Different people we're involved with. We do podcasts. We do round tables. And the story I wrote the other day, this is what I like too. I did the Empire Strikes Out, of course, with the evil Empire. So that was the headline. So we already have shirts out. The Empire Strikes Out. And I heard a lot of Astro fans are buying that because they're looking for anybody they can rip after their own fiasco. So, you know, it's a fun place. A Jersey guy started who lives in California called me one day and wanted to do something different. You know, and we also take care of the former player, and we'll delve deeply into what they're doing in their lives and what they're thinking of today's game. And the scouts, it's become a baseball site. I can tell you right now, the scouts and the inside, I can't say the people that send me texts and stuff, but, you know, you have people from all organizations sending me texts because they know the truth will be there at ball9.com.
That's great. I think it's fantastic. Now, let me get this straight. So I'm the only guy stupid enough to move from Southern California and Huntington Beach to New York City.
I got you're somebody telling me, stupider.
You're telling me some guy from Jersey you know, moved to California instead of Florida with all the New Yorkers in Jersey and Florida. You had a guy actually smart enough to go to California, and he's the guy that started Ball 9?
Yeah, exactly, because I'm the opposite. I went to San Diego in 88, loved it. It's only the greatest city, basically.
Right.
And I decided to leave in 98 and went back to New Jersey. And then I finally found my way to St. Augustine, Florida. So I'm doing well now. But Chris actually, he was a chef type guy, so he could move around. And Chris Vitale is his name, and he's one of those Bloomfield guys. You know how they are. And we got another guy named Rocco Costantino, who's an AD, and he's actually just written a very interesting book on the history of black players in America. So we have some baseball people. Jeff Fry, the former player, gets on and makes fun of all the idiots trying to coach major league hitters now with goofy ways.
Wait a minute. Rocco Costantino. Carver, isn't that the guy we used to get our like TVs off the truck at the airport from?
That's it. It's great. It's great. So
did you
somehow
move?
All of us, our Jersey kind of pulled us all together, and here we are.
So you moved. So you even left New York, and now you're in St. Augustine, styling down in Florida.
Styling, great city, oldest city in the nation, 2 blocks from the beach. So whenever I watch a Yankee game and it pisses me off so much, I just I can hit the beach, and I'm close enough to spring training, and you know, I don't miss what's, you know, hey, let me tell you, Scott, one of the great feelings in life, I mentioned it the other day in my Twitter thing, but one of the great little pleasures in life is peeling off your New Jersey inspection sticker and knowing you never have to go to an inspection line again in New Jersey. That is a great feeling.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't get there fast enough. So I have a place in Boca. I've had it for 40-some years, right? And I live down there. And I worked in Miami, and I, you know, did my show down there for a long time. But I've mostly been in New York for like 25 years or whatever. But I did spend, you know, a lot of time down there and did my show down there. I can't get there fast enough. Or, you know, we're on in San Diego. That's one of our huge outlets. And I go surfing there every summer. I'm going out in July again. I can't get out of here fast enough. Like, I'm 56 now, and I'm like, I'm scheming and like literally plotting my way out of here in 9 years, or like in five. My kids are in college. I'm going to leave then. Screw waiting 9 years. I'll be gone in five. I can't get out of here fast enough with the taxes, the weather, the people. I don't know what's worse. I can't get that inspection station. Oh my God. That is living hell. DMV. I'd rather do time at Rikers than go to that effing DMV. Honestly, I got an appointment at the DMV. It was better than sex that I didn't have to stand in that effing line and want to kill somebody.
Absolutely. And here, when I went to the DMV here, it's actually all coordinated. They actually walked out to my car to do something for me. It's unbelievable. And we have surfing here, and I recommend, right, too, because I did it with my youngest. I sent my youngest to Flagler College, which is down here, which was, right, cheaper than anything up north college-wise. It's you know what I call it, Scott? I call it – I don't want to get too political here because I'll get myself in trouble, but I don't care, like I said. But I call, right, it living in free Florida. I'm a free man.
That's right.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, because you don't pay taxes. And here's the deal. So my agent lives down there, right? He ran ran WABC in New York for 20 years. And John McConnell, I don't know if you know John, but he moved down there.
No, I got to get to meet him. Yeah, I got to meet him.
Yeah, he's the greatest guy ever. He like ran ESPN too in New York forever. But he moved down there. He's an agent, whatever. And he couldn't get out of here fast enough either. And I always tell my wife, I'm like, it's fantastic. I'm paying for John's condo on the beach down in Port St. Losem. He lives in Vero. And I always remind him every month when I send him that fat check that I'm paying his effing mortgage down in Vero Beach. He's like walking with a breeze in his tuchus. He's got it all going, and I'm up here shoveling. I got my snowblower fixed today. I got it back. The guy had it for 5 weeks. The bill was $500. I almost fell over. I'm like, I don't even want to have a snowblower, and I got it fixed for $500. I want to kill myself. I need a shrink living in this city. I hate it. So, I want to talk to you.
It makes you nuts.
Oh, it does. I am nuts because of living here for the last 25 years. I am nuts already. So here's what I want to do. When I come back, Carver High, I want to get into with Kevin. I want to just keep railing on how bad the Yankees suck. Tonight they lost 8-2. And I mean to tell you, you got the late garbage time Giancarlo 450-footer that didn't matter at all. That stiff. And then we'll talk bad about – I can't tell you. Honestly, Aaron Hicks is bad luck. That guy, if I go near him, I'm going to lose my foot or something in a lawn mowing accident. The guy is the worst player on earth, and I don't care at all that he's played in Minneapolis or that he needed to take a day off. I don't get – the best thing that happened to the Yankees was that guy took a day off. His 0-for-4, like, that guy's 0-for-forever. I can't stand him. We're going to talk bad about the Yankees at great length when we come back with Kevin Kernan of Ball9.com. Go check out the website. It is kick-ass if you like baseball. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. It's just insulting that Carver High hasn't had Kevin Kernan on but once a year. It's humiliating. I can't even begin to tell you.
We'll have to change that. The season just started.
Honestly,
so we'll change that. We'll get Kevin in the mix every couple weeks during the season.
I mean, this guy's a gem, and you're over here hiding him in your mother's like jewelry box. I mean, what is going on? So anyway, let me tell you this story, Kevin. I'm just like you. We're like twins. Here's peas in a pod. Here's what happened. So I'm on Howard Stern, right, for like 8 years. I leave to go back to CBS down at the Fan, right, to do national sports talk, right? So I go down there. I mean, I worked in the union for a long time. I had a lot of years, a lot of pension, a lot of, you know, SAG after nonsense. And it was just a better job. I mean, bottom line is better job. Like, the more I work there, the longer they're going to pay me till I'm dead. And they didn't do that at Howard. But I love satellite radio, and I love being on Howard. It's the best job I ever had. So I go down there for 8 years, and I was never on the air in New York once. I wasn't on the Fan. I was on CBS Sports Radio National Network. So I was on in 300 cities, but I wasn't on where I live. Meanwhile, I'm paying taxes through my nose and ass, and I'm paying 20 grand a year to drive my effing car to New York City. I live 20 minutes from New York, and I'm paying tolls and bridges and parking, everything else. And I was never heard by anyone. People would come up to me at the gym or whatever, playing basketball, to be like, "Hey, whatever happened to your radio show?" I'd be like, "Yeah, I don't do it anymore. I sell drugs." Because it was the most humiliating thing in the world to me to not be on. Now I go to Sports Grid, so I go rogue. I go to a sports betting network. I'm on in 200 million homes on TV. We're on nationally in radio. We're on Sirius XM again and all over the Southern Hemisphere. We're on in San Diego and LA on Mightier 1090, 77,000 watt boomer. And we're on Sports Fan or Sports Map, and we're on Sports Byline and Armed Forces Radio. We're on everywhere. So I jumped ship. Everyone said I was crazy. They're like, "What is this guy doing? He's walking out on CBS and all their glory to do a sports betting network." And in the year I've been here, there's now 27 states with sports betting. You can't even turn a TV on without sports betting getting crammed down your throat. It's more important than oxygen and water. And I'm like you. You were a legend at the Post. You were a legend sports writer in New York City. Legend. And you walked away from all of it. And now you're happier than a pig in cable. And you're living down in Florida with a tan, going to the beach, serving with your kid at your age. Christ, what is next? Martinis at sunset. I've seen it all, Kernan. Look at him, Carver High. Well, just look at it.
And if you saw my Instagram feed the other day, you did see martinis in the sunset. We went to a great place called Caps on the Water. Actually, it was a rum drink with nutmeg and an orange slice, and nothing better than a sunset and calming down like that. But
right.
It's also does much for your, like, I wonder what happened to you when that I thought you were in the witness protection plan there for a while. But,
I was.
And guys got to do what's right. It's like Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone was a very good broadcaster. I got along great with Aaron when he was at ESPN. Insightful, telling it like it is. Now we have Aaron Boone, the manager, who doesn't even see, Yankees had 3 hits and 3 errors tonight. The way they're playing is absolutely, it's not even baseball anymore. It's a joke analytic game. And I want to tell you this is very important too. I was talking to some scouts, actually tonight, scout called me during the game. And we were talking about what he saw of the Yankees in spring training. And he told me, he says, all they do in spring training is measure things, velocity, exit velocity, swing pair. And he says, and from what I understand, at the alternate site, they got the players wearing vests where it measures everything. So they've forgotten all the little baseball points. And to me, it's still the game of baseball. You still got, Stanton, you mentioned Stanton before. Stanton cannot hit any fastball over the inner half. He's ever since being hit, he's a different guy. He's so closed off. Judge is not hitting the low breaking ball. When Dave Winfield was talking to Judge in spring training a few years ago, he gave him the greatest advice about how to be an RBI man. But Judge has lost that now, and I love Aaron Judge. I think he's exactly what you should be in a player. But they're all getting bad advice and falling for that bad advice, and that's why you spend all that money and go out and sign. I pushed that they should have signed Kluber. I wanted to see Kluber and Garrett Cole get into it every week on the Yankees because they hate each other, top each other. One tops the other. Instead, we get the Corey Kluber, comeback parade because of Eric Cressy and the way, the Yankees have forced everything towards driveline and away from coaching. So that's where we are. It's all going to catch up to you. That's the great thing about baseball. Baseball doesn't lie, too. It's like basketball. When I covered the NBA and in the final scene of The Last Dance, when I asked Dennis Rodman, my guy, who was still in The Last Dance, I said, "Right. Dennis, is this the greatest team of all time?" And he said, "Kevin, if you don't know that this is the greatest team, you must be doing drugs." And coming from Rodman, that was a great comment because it's right in front of you. If the basketball game is the same, the baseball game's the same. You can't make it too hard and too analytical.
So I, just so you know, I ran naked from Dennis's house in Newport Beach at a party that got raided by the cops. I jumped out of the pool and ran naked up the beach and got picked up on the PCH by a friend, and I made it home naked in the front seat of the Jeep. Dennis and I have had a lot of bad nights drinking, let's just say, over the years. I don't drink anymore, but I know Dennis really well. We don't want to go there. The Yankees can't hit. They can't. Their on-base percentage is pathetic. I think, and I've said this on the air, on TV and radio, I think Aaron Boone is pathetic. And Carver High has said that Cashman's the manager of the Yankees, not Aaron Boone. Boone is a PR flack.
Absolutely. I'm with Carver on this one, but I also think he's pathetic. So I'm with both you guys on this. He's because if you can't stand on your own two feet and be a third generation major league player who knows the game inside and out and see what's going on and not stand up for your guys and they have it done the right way, then that's on you. And he is a Cashman runs every aspect of this organization. He got complete control once Hank Steinbrenner died, because Hank, despite what you heard, Hank was still in charge. Hank was the big brother. Hal ran everything by Hank. Once Hank passed, Hal's off on his own. And a real quick story about the two. I asked them one time. I asked Hal. I said, "Hal, what's the difference between you and Hank?" And he goes, "Well, Hank, when my dad would bring the Notre Dame football team over for dinner, you know, things like the boss did, George Steinbrenner did. Hank would be in the backyard playing football with the guys. Me, I get on my bike with all my Star Wars toys and ride around the neighborhood on my bike." So that's Hal Steinbrenner. He's not the guy that Hank and Hank had his own social awkward issues, but at least he was like his dad. Hal is nowhere to, and Cash has got Hal into this game now. They're both playing the same game, and it's really it's pathetic. And this is what they've created. And how about the fact too? You can't just keep getting rid of coaches and smart baseball people. Tim Nehring, I know, is still there, but when you get excited when you bring in Ruffin at the door, that's exciting to you. That tells you your whole baseball instincts are off. I don't want that guy on my team. I don't want him anywhere near my team. All he does is strike out. Horrible.
He's horrible.
But he made an error tonight. But that they keep making, you know. And I'm not picking on the Yankees. This is all true. And as for OPS, Dodgers, of course, are number one at 867. The Mets are 10th, about 707. And the Yankees are 21st at 682. So that tells you everything. That team should be leading in OPS with some of the ability to have. They've taken Glaber. Another thing why you got me excited. Glaber is – first time I saw Glaber in Trenton, I said, Trenton, he's a second baseman, maybe a third baseman. They're trying to make him a shortstop. He's not a shortstop. You know, I think a desperate move for the Yankees to make right now. And, again, it's desperate. Who knows? But talk to the Cubs. Maybe you make a deal for Javi Baez, who's really screwing things up in Chicago, but may clean up his act a little bit in New York. And really, first of all, you got to get a shortstop. You got to get strong up the middle. Sanchez is terrible up the middle. And we already addressed Hicks, and I'm with you 100% on Hicks. All he cares about is his golf game for the most part. And then your shortstop, the second baseman. So how are you going to get better when you're not strong up the middle?
Oh, my God. Everything you're saying is so true. It's not even funny. Ruin it, Odor. He's the absolute worst. They are so bad. And then I got to just ask you literally, if I were Frazier, I'd jump off a bridge the way they've treated him. They've ruined him.
They've ruined him. Exactly. This is how you ruin. It's a classic example. Because I went down and visited him about 3-4 years ago. We spent a few days together in Atlanta. I like the kid very much. Yeah, he's a little bit, you know, he's the new generation type, but you live with that. And even a little thing, this is what they don't recognize. I'm going to really give you some insight here. Him and Austin Meadows were great competitors in Georgia in high school. They were, and Meadows was kind of like the glory kid, and Frazier was a little bit of the, you know, the kid that's got a little bit of attitude and stuff like that. So right. They put him in positions where they've ruined him, and then in these games against the Rays, He's pressing because he's up against Austin Meadows. But they don't even look at that kind of inside baseball stuff. Everything is just numbers. And no matter how bad Frazier looks right now, it's only because he's pressing so hard to impress the Yankees and impress a guy like Austin Meadows. And when you do that, Scott, you know how it is. You're a success because you are who you are. And you're not going to change, you know. And, you know, there's all those days where you might be running nude along the beach. But that's life. That comes with the package. Same thing with Frazier. That's life. It comes with the package. And if they don't clean it up pretty quickly with him, because here's another thing. Aaron Judge, he told me a few years ago he would gladly move to first base. The Yankees had some issues at first base. He was a good college first baseman. I could fix the Yankees in about 5 minutes. You put Judge at first base, put LeMahieu back at second base. You put Frazier in the outfield. Then you got all the positions covered. You get yourself a shortstop. You got Torres. You move him around, make him your super utility guy or whatever. Boom, there you go. And you find yourself a catcher. How do you not go after JT Realmuto this? It was right there for them. Realmuto's a brainy catcher. It's just what they need. There was a play tonight at the plate where the ball went by Sanchez. Like, I'm not going for that. Wait, you want me to go for that ball? Are you crazy? I mean, wait till you see the replay. You won't believe it. It's JV baseball what they're playing right now.
I turned it off. I couldn't even take it anymore. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go watch the Padres and Dodgers, two real teams. Oh. And then we're going to get you back on the show more often. You just kill me. You're awesome, dude. I don't have any more time to talk to you tonight. But Carver, I schedule Kernan more often. This is ridiculous. I got all these boring people I'm talking to. I got this guy cracking me up over here. He's got my heart beating tonight. I feel like I'm out drinking. Hey, Kevin, you're a blast. I love you. I'm glad you're so successful and happy down there. Keep killing it. Everybody check out ball9.com. We'll get you back on the bench. I'll get you on the TV show as well soon in the afternoon. I'm like a waiter. I do 4 to 6 and then I do 10 to midnight. I got the split shift, lunch and dinner. I'll talk to you soon, Kevin. I love you, brother. It's great catching up. You kill me.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
All right, Kevin Kernan, a legend in New York, and certainly now in Florida. All the people down there are scared to death of him, but he knows his baseball. Check him out at ball9.com. Carver High, I think the best idea we have now is to go check out the Padres-Dodger game because all the baseball in New York stinks so bad.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
I mean, honestly, I can't even take it. Plus, I'm watching the Zinger. I'm watching the Knicks take on Dallas. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. So I have the Padres and Dodgers on right now. Buehler facing Profar, hitting around 295 with Machado at third, two outs. 3-1 now the count on Profar. No score at Petco in the first game of a great three-game series between the Padres and Dodgers. Good evening, San Diego. We're on 1090, Mightier style. And oh, that's a strike right at the knees, bro. You got to hit that cheese. What are you doing? Trying to get a walk? I mean, getting first and third with two outs, not doing me any good. I need that runner in from third, Machado. You got to get some wood on the ball, slap a single into left or right. I don't care where it is. Get the wood on the ball, but he walks. It's not going to do me any good. You know, you got to drive in that run any way you slice it. But this is incredible, this series. And then you would think, Carver High, that the Rays and Yankees would be incredible. But what, they beat them 8-2? I mean, that's an ass stomping. I mean, they were up 8-0. I mean, that is unbelievable. We could go on and on. But I like the way Kevin Kernan was talking about, the same way you talk about charts and graphs, analytics, numbers, computers, geeks, nerds, sophisticated thinking you're too smart for everyone baseball. There's a drive into right that'll score Machado. That's what you do. Get some wood on it. And the Padres lead it 1-0. And they still got runners at the corners. That's how you do it right there, baby. That's what the Yankees don't do. They don't get a runner on and move the runners over. They don't do anything right, the Yankees. That's what you got right there. It's a two-out single driving in Machado. Padres lead it. How about the Friars up one zip on the Dodgers at Petco? It's all happening here tonight. We got another hour to go. Are you with us?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save